the new GLE Coupe, an article published on Mercedes-Benz.com. A coupe for heightened demands. The new GLE Coupe from Mercedes-Benz blends the sportiness and elegance of a coupe with the engineering of the new large premium SUV model series from Mercedes-Benz. At the launch, powerful six-cylinder diesel engines in the form of the 350D and 400D are initially available, together with the new 4MATIC with torque on demand and the wheelbase 60 mm shorter than on the GLE SUV, they ensure a pleasurably dynamic driving experience. Preparations are underway for a plug-in hybrid version with a practical locally emission-free range as for the GLE SUV. The new GLE Coupe is a further example of the Mercedes-Benz strategy to address all the requirements of customers in the premium SUV segment in a targeted manner. From a relatively small niche, the segment of SUCs, namely SUV coupes, has developed into a trend within a trend in no time. With the renewal of the premium SUV family, Mercedes-Benz is also putting the GLE Coupe on a new technical footing. The GLE Coupe blends the imposing power of an off-road vehicle with the emotively appealing sportiness and elegance of a coupe, says Gordon Wagner, Chief Design Officer of Daimler AG. The sensuous, reduced design idiom, in combination with the extreme proportions, creates a unique design statement. Like the GLE and the GLS, as a member of the large premium SUV family, the GLE Coupe is being built in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. In total, Mercedes-Benz now offers 8 SUV models in the form of the GLA, GLC, GLC Coupe, the G-Class, and the new GLB. With currently around one-third of sales, the SUVs are a major structural pillar in the Mercedes-Benz product portfolio and greatly contribute to the growth of the brand. To date, more than 6 million customers around the world have opted for a Mercedes-Benz SUV. The front view combines characteristics of the Mercedes-Benz SUV family with clear coupe attributes. The diamond radiator grille with the single horizontal louvre references the other coupes in the Mercedes-Benz range. The openings in the louvre meanwhile showcase the SUV character, as does the high-gloss chrome-plated underguard in the front apron. With the AMG line, the grille widens downwards in an A-shape, and the pins in the diamond radiator grilles are portrayed in chrome. The interior of the new GLE Coupe shares numerous common features with the other models in the new premium SUV family, with a clear emphasis on the sporty aspect. The modern cockpit with two large screens in the format 12.3 inches, 31.2 centimeters, and the strikingly shaped instrument panel, horizontally divided by a trim element tier and seamlessly flowing into the door trim, appear familiar. The upper surface is covered in Artico man-made leather upholstery as standard in the GLA Coupe. The sporty emphasis comes courtesy of the standard sport seats, offering particularly good lateral support, with an Artico cover and the new sport steering wheel with a Nappa leather rim, which is also standard in the coupe. The line of the four-door coupe body has been deliberately more tightly tailored than on the GLE and offers tangibly more room than the predecessor, giving up to 5 occupants a comfortable amount of space. This is because the wheelbase is 60 mm shorter than on the GLE SUV, but 20 mm longer than in the previous coupe, and this extra benefits the occupant's seating and legroom. The entrance dimension has even been enlarged by 35 mm. In many places, the new members of the family offers improvements to the interior dimensions, which add up to a significantly better sense of spaciousness. The capacity of the stowage spaces in the interior has been increased to a total of 40 litres. The sports suit features figure-hugging tailoring, but is a comfortable fit. The all-round view has also been improved, and the optional sliding roof panel is larger too. The boot is already generous in its standard state with 655 litres, and in this position, it conceals its load beneath a high-quality folding and removable cover attached with magnets. The backrest of the rear seats, which folds in a ratio of 40-20-40, increases the boot to up to 1,790 litres, 70 litres more than in the predecessor, and a best in this segment. It enlarges the level load space to over 2 metres in length and up to a minimum width of 1,080 millimetres if required. Both improvements of 87 and 72 millimeters respectively compared with on the predecessor. The loading sill is inherently higher than on conventional SUVs, but here too, the new GLE Coupe is around 60 millimeters better than the previous model. And when equipped with Airmatic, the tail end can even be lowered a further 50 millimeters at the press of a button. The driver-focused, sporty standards of the new GLE Coupe are likewise clearly apparent in its engine lineup. The base engines at market launch are high-torque, six-cylinder, inline turbo diesel engines. The two diesel-engined GLE Coupe models are powered by the OM656, the six-cylinder inline engine from the current engine family. It's available in two output levels as the GLE Coupe 350D 4MATIC, rated at 200 kilowatts, 272 horsepower, and 600 newton meters, and as the GLE Coupe 400D 4MATIC, rated at 243 kilowatts, 333 horsepower, and 700 newton meter torque. In both versions, the powerful engine already complies with the Euro 6d standard RDE real driving emissions step 2, even in demanding driving situations. Power on tap, i.e. torque on demand, is also the power transmission motto, because all variants of the new GLE Coupe have a transfer case with an electronically controlled multiplate clutch as standard behind the 9G Tronic automatic transmission. This allows a variable transfer of drive torque from 0 to 100% torque on demand between the axles. During cornering, it can influence the yaw torque in a targeted manner towards over and understeering of the vehicle, and together with the shorter wheelbase, it increases the agility of the new GLE Coupe.